That's better.
All right. So
now if anyone wants to grab another beverage or a bathroom break or anything like that, if people are interested, we can play another game like Build a Title or the Leonard Maltin game, or keep playing Movie Bluff a little bit more, or we can wrap it up.
I never hang out with movie people.
Do you know the Leonard Maltin game?
No. Will I be good at it?
let me check.
That's the Jim Bob games. Will I be good at it?
I'm trying to think based on the categories that I have.
It's not
great.
My favorite game.
What is it?
It's based on, there's a Leonard Maltin. You know who Leonard Maltin is?
Do I seem like somebody who would know that?
He's a movie reviewer.
Did you just make that?
Yes.
Good
artist. And you did on.
Turn.
Really.
Turn.
You did on Harmony.
Turn, please.
Yeah, you,
thank you.
You made that.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's pretty good.
That Harmony thing.
I would print that and put that above my baby's crib if I had a baby.
Nice.
It would protect your baby.
It would.
I know it would.
Would you then also make a tiger?
Okay. I'll make you a tiger.
Perfect.
I'll put it on your wall. I'll be like, Julie.
Yay!
Harmony stuff. It's just brilliant.
So Leonard Maltin released an iPhone app where he has all of his reviews on there. Mm-hmm. So then it's basically coming up with a category in which a number of movies that he has reviewed fit into.
Thank you.
I will not be good at that game.
So hypothetically, the ones I came up with, I don't think it would work very well. It's Mel Brooks' birthday this week, so it's Mel Brooks movies that he's been in. It's John Cusack's birthday this week, so John Cusack movies.
Anastasia.
And then Oscar sweep, which there are three movies that have ever taken all five Oscar categories.
What are they?
I'm going to save it because this might actually be a pretty interesting category
That's
to use.
Super interesting.
Yeah.
It
looks kind of green.
Like a mermaid tiger? Yes.
That's
my favorite kind of tiger. So perfect.
Joel, what's your opinion on Build a Title?
What's Build a Title?
I love Build a Title.
What is it?
But we will... The last time...
You played really long in the car,
yeah,
I heard.
Yeah, I've only played it once, and it was
eternal.
Hours.
Well, it's... Don't worry, it's... Dave's not here.
This is true.
Man.
I mean, if Leonard Maltin on John Cusack movies, that should be solid. I think my problem with the Leonard Maltin game is most of the times that I played it, is it was all the movies that you love and have watched with pretty much everybody but me. And so it was like all this stuff that you guys all knew, and I was like, I have never even heard of that movie.
There is a switch up right above the toilet that's on a white cord that will light the lamp above your head.
Ooh, that's awesome.
These were my initial attempts. These were all done on iPhone. And then this was the one I did last night on my iMac.
I love this thing.
It's very, very groovy.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome, though. Do you want to see how my other one turned out?
At a glance, it kind of looked like charcoal.
It's weird because it'll texture up. I kind of liked it. One of the things I learned last night about it is the speed at which you create your line changes both how dark the line is, how thick it is, and how many of the little texture effects feed off of it.
Is it an app on the mobile?
No, it is just a web page. And you go to the web page, and if you hit the save button, it takes you to a page where it renders it out as a...
Why do you have
PNG?
Oh, because I keep trying to use that whitening stuff, and then I'm really stupid. I leave it on my gums, so my teeth hurt for a while. Mm-hmm. So one of them's really soft.
My turn. Can you explain Build a Title while I'm gone?
Yes.
Since you guys had the marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the way Build a Title works is somebody starts with the title of a movie.
Cards.
I thought we've already covered 37? This.
37.
Ish, yes.
40.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Keep going.
Okay.
Just had enough.
I don't know. So somebody starts by saying the title of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to take that title and build off of it, either before or after, using part of that title to combine to the title of your movie.
Oh, so if you say she's all that, I say that thing to you.
Yes. And it becomes she's all that thing you do.
Oh, I see.
And when it comes around to you, you need to be able to go through the whole sequence, including your addition.
So it's sort of like that game you play at orientation, where you... I get it.
Yeah.
I can only throw cards in Mr.
Got it. I can play that game.
Yeah, you can.
I can. How's my Mer-Tiger?
It's not yet Mer.
So how does Bill's title sound?
Sounds like something I can play and do really well at. So
well, let's try that then.
So, everyone gets the mic up again.
Yeah. I kind of feel like should I feel obligated to have a Twitter account?
No.
No, you could utilize it to, broadcast partially completed sketches or something that you're really proud of. And
I kind of use the blogs for that.
I like it because I can follow celebrities.
You can link to your blog.
Yeah, you can.
On Twitter.
You can link to your blog, much like how the podcast. Basically, it's just links directly to new release material that we have. The way that I use it is more so as like a news delivery. So,
okay.
Like, I have New York Times, I have Star Trib.
Interesting.
Things like that. So it's just, I get headlines constantly, so I know what's going on.
Well, and this is the other concern, and this is why I kind of have been avoiding Twitter. Is because history follows this chain. Joel, you have got to get on MySpace. Have to be on MySpace. Everybody is on MySpace. You have to be on MySpace. I really don't want to be on MySpace. No, you have to. So I joined MySpace, and everybody leaves MySpace for Facebook.
True.
And then says, oh, you've got to join Facebook. Oh, not this again. I don't want to do this again. So I put off Facebook until I was forced to make a Facebook page.
Right.
And as soon as I joined Facebook, everybody went to Twitter.
So really what you're saying is you're slow.
No, he doesn't like that transition-based.
I am the death of whatever social media is currently it. So I feel like if I move to Twitter, everybody's just going to go to something else anyway.
Well, nobody was sad when MySpace died. I can promise you that.
Justin Timberlake was.
Nobody.
He owns part of it.
Really?
Really.
Huh. Sucks to be him.
Well, no, he's doing okay.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say,
yeah.
I think Justin Timberlake is okay.
Right.
He's trying to reboot it in his own way, and it's
more music
focused.
No, probably not.
Which is what MySpace was good for. That was the best thing about it.
Although that mental image makes me really happy. Like Justin Timberlake at home right now, just very sad. Like,
no, I mean,
I found a lot of success in other things, but why didn't MySpace work?
If only.
I really thought it was the
ironic
thing.
Because then he was in a movie about Facebook. Yeah.
He played. Didn't he play?
No, he played.
Oh, he was an Napster guy.
Sean,
that's right.
He played Sean.
Sean, somebody. Yeah,
that guy.
Okay.
Well, Twitter's nice.
Sean Napster.
Sean Parker.
Either
like
collecting information quickly,
producer says yes,
or self promotion.
Yeah,
it's a good marketing tool.
But that's what people said about MySpace and Facebook. And
I never heard that about Facebook or MySpace up until the Pages thing kicked in for Facebook.
Here's the thing about Twitter is that you actually can shoot. It like helps people hone in on things they are actually interested in.
Really?
Yes, and so. Like a friend described it to me as like she was like the reason that like Pinterest and Twitter are really great things is because it helps people like define who they are and like actually stay in the loop about things they actually care for. Like Facebook, you just get a ton of crap being thrown at you that you really don't care about.
Yeah,
but like Twitter, the friends that you're friends with, and
right? But like with Twitter, you like I am into dance, so I follow So You Think You Can Dance. I follow Adam Shankman.
Oh,
who
that
I love.
Show is so good.
So you know, and so like good. I can follow. You know, like actors who I'm interested in or like things that I actually want to know more about. Whereas with Facebook, I don't care where you checked in on the other day. I don't care about any of that stuff. And it's the same thing with Pinterest where you follow people's boards for things that you are interested in. And so it's all about like it's going to get you a better audience of people that actually care.
Okay.
About what it is that you are putting out into the world.
I may have to do this. On a side note, do you try to watch So You Think You Can Dance on Hulu, and are you not ridiculously pissed off about that right now?
Why is nothing being posted until Friday?
Oh, it's not even Friday. They have a 30-day delay on So You Think You Can Dance for Hulu.
Are they going to pay my cable bill so I can have TV then to watch it?
No, I'm like, who puts a 30-day delay on a show that's just insane?
That's so audience-based.
So yeah, like a month from now, I'll be able to watch the show.
You should call in and try to...
It's just infuriating.
I'll tweet Adam Shankman. Later. Adam Shankman, change the Hulu rules.
Yeah,
so I can
seriously.
Watch a freaking show.
Like, I'm dying to watch this, and I cannot. And I also really, really, really want them to bring Wade back as a choreographer.
Wade J. Robson?
Yes.
He choreographed for NSYNC.
That I care about much, much less. The stuff he did on So You Think
but he
You Can
but,
Dance.
But think about that.
I know he did.
Think about what he does on So You Think You Can Dance, and then think
it's
about what
so
he did for
good.
NSYNC. It's like so...
I know.
Like, I cannot believe that Wade J. Robson did the Warrior Dance after he did It's Gonna Be Me.
Yeah.
Like, how was that the same person? Like,
did he
so
do
good.
Bye Bye Bye? Because that stuck around for
no.
a while.
No, that's Darren of Darren's Dance Group.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. I just remember the hand.
I break it down step by step so that you can do the same dance.
I do remember dancing.
What's the Warrior
bye,
Dance?
Bye.
It was one that it's to Eminem's song called It's to Eminem's song Warrior, and I'm pretty sure it was Wade J. Robson, but it was like awesome. It's like super tribal seeming, and like yeah. it was fantastic. It was like one of my favorite opening numbers.
Cool. A couple seasons back, night one, the season opener, where they're all in like the 1920s style cafe setting. And it had the Kill Bill music with the dun 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 dun.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen like a lot of these episodes. I've seen like very like
one of the best dance numbers I've ever seen, and I think that was the last season that he was in there. I was like, oh, why?
I love him.
So good.
I wonder why they're not putting it on Hulu faster.
I mean, I'm happy that they put it on at all, because for the longest time they didn't put it on at all, but. 30. What are you accomplishing
what network?
With that?
Fox.
Fox? Oh, well,
Fox. It's Fox,
that's
but
why.
Fox usually has an 8-day delay.
Right.
Which I can live with. One
but
week
I even have
is,
Hulu Plus. Like, let me watch my dance.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. 30-day. Like, do you really want to give it enough time that people will forget that they wanted to watch it before they can watch it?
Right.
Like
and
a
if
week
anyone's
delay,
tapped into news, then they already found out who's been kicked off.
Yeah, and if your goal is to postpone it long enough to make sure that people who are really excited about it will watch it the night that it's on TV for your ratings, I get that. But 8 days or 30 days still accomplishes that goal.
Right.
30 days just seems so ridiculously
it's
excessive. Yeah.
Excuse me. But that build a title.
Yeah, build a title.
Though... I think I do have a good one to start off with, because I would like to start with So You Think You Can Dance. So, Julia, you have to come up with a movie that begins with dance or ends with so, or the, you know, sound.
A movie so. Or a TV show, because So You
both,
Think You Can Dance
both.
Is okay.
Any game that we play is usually valid to both, except for the Leonard Mullen game, since he doesn't review TV shows.
Okay.
Though,
dancing.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like you can just tack on to it because it's
oh.
build. You are
you're
building.
Just, you're just building.
I can
off.
Add a gerund.
Only
actually,
if it,
adding a gerund is a totally different word, but it makes it a gerund then. Ninth grade English, what? Okay, so dance. Dancing with the Stars.
So the entire thing would be.
So You Think You Can Dance, Sing with the Stars. That's dumb.
No, but it just keeps going. So it's interesting that it has the S on the end, because that might mess things up. Oh, no, got one.
God, oh, I've got one, too.
Seriously? Already?
Yeah.
Though there's that so to play with at the beginning. Though I keep thinking of just Will Sasso. It doesn't really work.
So.
I've got absolutely nothing on this right now.
Oh. I had something for so.
Oh, really?
But I don't anymore.
Uh-oh.
Because it doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay.
So you think you can Dancing with the Stars...
Yep. So, Stars. Oh, and also, we do drop off us and does.
Sure.
It's not happening right now, but if you're trying to think of something...
okay, where I know where I'm going to go with this. I know where I'm going to go with this. You can correct me if this is not kosher. So you think you can Dancing with the Stars 69?
I assume that's Star 69 too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that works, because mine was going to be Dancing with the Star Search.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Star 69?
Yeah.
Huh.
Kind of an obscure movie. Sorry.
Okay.
Is that the thing that horror film? It sounds kind of horror filmy.
Kinda. It's about a girl who gets into modeling and ends up being murdered.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. So you got so or nine. I can think of a couple things that have nines, but it's more in the middle of the title. Even though you said it didn't work, what was your so? I just want to hear it, because there was a ooh for a second.
I was thinking of movies that just generally end in O, and Apocalypto popped into my head, but there's no Apocalypse S in there, obviously. Yeah. But is Calypso a movie? I know it's a name of somebody.
What is the sentence that we have? What's the title?
So you think you can Dancing with the Stars...
69.
So... 1990...
Oh!
90.
I got a good one.
For a second, I thought Eight Men Out, and then realized that.
Oh, wait.
They did nine.
Just counting down at this point.
Nine. I think there's a movie that's just called Nine, but that doesn't help me.
It doesn't really build much.
Yeah, you have to actually add on
yeah,
to it.
You can't just say.
You just can't accent.
Yeah.
Nine.
60.
You know what? I would accept nine. That just so I can say my answer, but I don't want to break the rules.
Yeah.
Got anything?
I'm gonna add Calypso at the beginning tentatively, very carefully, and I'm gonna ask that Katie
as you are
if Calypso
is
a
movie. If it's in or if it's not, then you're
yeah.
done.
If it's not a movie, then I will respectfully bow out.
I think, isn't it like a musical or something?
How do you spell it?
I mean, Calypso is a type of movie.
C-A-L-Y-P-S-O.
Is a type of music.
Yeah.
There's Calypso music.
I assume
it's a
that
character in Pirates.
Yeah.
It's a dance move.
It's a Shakespearean
it's a TV
character.
Series.
Looks like it was a TV series and perhaps a movie in 1958.
So Adam, you know a lot of obscure information.
Yeah.
How convenient. Well, it's authentic, so...
Excellent. So, we've got Calypso, You Think You Can Dancing with the Stars...
69.
There you go. So, Dan, what do you got?
Calypso, You Think You Can Dancing with the Stars, 1942.
Oh.
Another
okay, I've
John
got
Belushi
mine.
Movie.
Yeah.
So, you have to think of something that... ends in Cal or Calypso or Ka or something that begins with two.
the sound two or like the number two?
No, no, it's
phonetic.
Yeah.
Okay. Calypso, you think you can Dancing with the Stars 16, 1942 Towers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
sorry.
That's technically a...
How is that wrong?
You're thinking of Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it technically Attack On?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be like a sub.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me think.
Why? What would you call it?
Lord of the Rings.
Two Towers.
Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
But the name of the movie was The Two Towers, right?
But it was Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
I believe it's credited
towers.
On IMDb as convoluted.
Okay. All right.
We try to keep it consistent with some sort of rule.
Okay.
But since you did know, we can just try again.
I am going to try again.
I know. I was just explaining it to people who are wondering about the silence.
Yep. That was a legitimate answer, but it was just can't use it on a technicality.
Basically. I keep thinking of Three Men and a Baby.
Okay. Calypso, you think you can Dancing with the Stars 16, 1942 Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything.
Oh, there's a good one.
Win.
That's a good one.
That came out of nowhere.
I'm really that proud really of myself. Did.
Thank you.
Whew. That's
awesome. So, Calypso.
I gave you the word thing. Come on.
Thanks for Everything. I got a song.
My problem is that the only movie I can think of right now that has Thing in the title is The Thing.
Yeah, so you gotta...
And I'm like, that's
or
not
Swamp
any help.
Thing.
That's the wrong way. Calypso.
The Sure Thing. Still not
the
helpful.
End.
Thing. Or Calypso.
Calypso. That one is tough.
Yeah.
As the crickets chirp.
Kill it. Think you can come up with something in about 30 seconds?
I'm going to go with... And this is purely guess. Feel free to challenge me.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to go with Antarcticalypso, You Think You Can Dancing with the Stars, 60, 1942, Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything.
A
Antarctic
movie.
And I am really betting that there is something named Antarctica.
Antarctic.
Producer, will you...
Or Antarctic.
Stop
Either
drawing
one.
A tiger fish for a moment. Wait. And check for us.
Antarcticalypso. Okay.
Yeah.
Antarctica.
There is a movie called Antarctica made in 2008.
Boom!
A movie called Antarctica was made in 2008.
And another one in 1991.
I assume one of them was like a Disney
one in
1991.
Film.
Doesn't matter, still counts.
Yep, it counts.
Whew.
Oh,
hot.
Producer says it was one of the steamiest movies of the year.
Okay, so now it's Antarcticalypso.
You think you can Dancing with the Stars 69 1942 Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything.
And that's the Patrick Swayze movie you wanted.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No?
Donnie
no,
Darko?
No, it's Donnie Darko.
Had to be Donnie Darko. Because he plays a perv.
Someday I'll see that movie.
It's pretty good.
Antarctica.
It's weird.
We don't drop S's. No, we don't.
No, we don't.
No.
Whoa. Turn a little bit. Yes. I like how the bottom looks like it was done in
my
crayon.
My mer-tiger is adorable. It kind of looks like it's in a sock.
Kids at home, Katie, the producer, drew.
I do like the tiger part. It's really good.
Tiger she looks fish.
Asian. A mer-tiger.
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 I was talking about the tiger.
Mer-tiger.
Mer-tiger on Harmony.
Awesome. Thing.
Dan, are we still waiting on you?
No, we're waiting on me.
Adam. Oh, Adam, are we still waiting on you?
Yeah, yes. We're still waiting on me.
We're just about to get to the hey, can you come up with something in 30 seconds thing.
Thing. Yeah.
Right about now.
Thing.
Does it have to be thing or can it be everything?
It can be both.
Be everything. Everything.
I keep coming up with songs.
Everything.
Maybe that's what we should do.
Everything. Thing. Or ant. Can't pant. Rant.
Let's go through the dictionary.
Fant. Elephant. Elephant. What is the movie that has elephant at the end?
Oh, you're so close.
Elephant. The Nelly the Elephant is a song title.
See, we just keep hitting songs.
Oh!
But your 30 seconds is long gone. Do you got anything?
I think there's a movie that's just called Elephant.
Are we really going to play this game?
No. I'm going to bow out. I'm going to bow out.
Are you thinking of something that ends with elephant or elephants?
Elephant.
Elephants.
It would have to be singular.
Why?
Because it's Antarctica.
This game sucks,
Antarctic.
Guys.
It's tricky. Once but if you get on a roll with this game, it's like one thing after another, and it's beautiful. But yeah. So
it's to me, it's Antarctic Calypso. You think you can Dancing with the Star 16, 1942, Wong Fu, thank you for everything.
Thanks for everything.
Yes.
Thanks for everything.
Yes.
Whatever. I got the right last word.
And I have officially bowed out.
And in all that time, everything I thought of was a song title, so, you know, I'm going to save time and just bow out as well, because I can't think of anything.
I have to, too, because I can't think of anything.
Oh. Well,
Do you have anything?
Joel wins. Can you,
Do I just win by default?
You do
because
win
I'm
by
the
default.
Last person standing?
Yeah.
Yes, but I
mean, yeah, I got nothing.
Okay.
I have absolutely nothing at this point.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, that was kind of brutal.
And Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a trumpety jump, 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 jump. That's Nelly the elephant.
Thank you.
I think the only thing I could add is if I tacked on, dude, where's my Elephantarctica?
Dude, where's my elephant?
Yes, because it wouldn't be official. It would.
Car.
It would
where's
require.
My car?
Well, if you've ever seen Ong Bak. a number of people I know and I refer to it as
dude where's my elephant?
That is what it's mostly about.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got a craving for Taco Bell. I don't know why.
I didn't, but now that you've said that,
Volcano Taco.
That is not what I'm.
I can't tell you how upset I am that
Chicken
Taco
quesadilla.
Bell does not exist in Uptown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've had this conversation actually. When we were
I
at
have
Brits.
Had this conversation with you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Long ago at Brits.
Yes, when Dan was
my
drunk.
Birthday.
His birthday.
Yeah.
So it's okay. So do we want to do one more round, see how far we can get?
Yeah. Ooh. Or guests?
Can we play Movie Bluff?
But you want to play Movie Bluff?
I do want to play Movie Bluff.
I'm flattered. That's my baby.
Yeah. I really like that game.
My game. You like it?
Yeah. I used to play, my ex-husband and I used to play like a similar game where we would both think of two separate actors and then have to link them together through film.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's kind of neat.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
And then one time we were driving home from school, which is a 3-hour drive, and so we made a list of actors with interesting voices. And then we had to link all of them together via film.
Was Patrick Warburton on that list?
No.
Oh,
maybe. I don't know. Colin named a bunch of people I didn't know.
Was Brian Blessed on that list?
I don't think so.
Well, he could have been.
I'm sad.
We must introduce you to Brian Blessed.
Maybe Colin named a bunch of people I didn't know, so.
Okay, might have been.
How about, just so that we can wrap this off as an extra, you know, 30-minute, how about we do 2 points?
Wait.
2 points of movie bluff?
Yeah. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
That yeah.
Sounds like that way exactly we wrap up at a good time. But Julia, you're so eager, so how about you start?
Oh, no.
And then I killed it.
Okay, I'll go really easy. Ocean's 11 cast.
Okay.
Myriad of choices.
Every actor. Oh, I should have said Harry.
And we want the entire first round to be softballs?
We try.
Yeah.
Okay. George Clooney.
Yes.
Cast.
Who else is in the cast?
Who else is on the cast of Ocean's 11?
That is correct. Oh, I just totally misplayed this.
Matt Damon.
Damn it.
Cast. Let's keep going. Keep it going. Lots of people.
Casey Affleck.
I would really love it if Cast made it all the way back to me.
Me too.
Please do it because I can't.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that weird one that he was in, but that's as far as I can get, so I'm going to say Cast as well.
I'm going to say Scott Kane?
Scott Kahn.
Kahn?
Get a little
who is
closer
James Kahn's brother?
Gotcha.
Or son.
Scott Kahn.
Brother, because one of them's really old.
I'm saying Scott Kahn, Cast.
Okay. So, here's where I'm going to have fun.
Oh,
and
please.
Say Frank Sinatra. Movie.
Whoa.
I've
got something for this. I definitely,
because Frank Sinatra was in Ocean's Eleven.
I do want to broach this to see what you're thinking for this, because it is two embodiments of...
As much as I want to let you say Frank Sinatra...
You're going
to
say no.
Since we have led with one specific cast...
Technically, he... Unless he was credited as an actor in Ocean's 11.
He was.
No, but there are two Ocean's 11s.
Oh.
Because the original Ocean's 11
had
was,
the Rat Pack in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
See what I'm doing there?
I think they should be separate entities.
Oh, fine. Elliot Gould.
I figured you had a backup anyway.
Okay, cool. I'm surprised no one has said... Brad Pitt yet, and
he was always eating.
Yeah, couldn't tell it was him because he was eating something. And I'm going to also say Cast.
Julia Roberts movie. Get it out of here.
Steel Magnolias cast.
Oh dear God. Robert Duvall movie.
Ooh.
Robert Duvall.
Oh.
I think Julia just hurt herself.
I just thought a really fun, like, obscure, kind of obscure. You all know it, but.
Robert Duvall.
Ooh, Duvall. I have a good Robert Duvall. I got two.
I just have one.
Was he in... I have to admit, I can't put a face to him right now, but he's definitely one of those...
You know him when you see him.
Yeah, yeah. He's a lot of stuff.
Where
he's like
that.
He's
kind of
like James Caan.
Where I almost don't need to see his face to know what he's in. And you can't look, Julia, because this might
looking,
come
I'm
back
I'm looking
to
at
you.
My Mertiger.
Must access Mertiger.
Okay.
Facebook.
She's so pretty.
well, it would come back to me anyway.
If I passed it in.
Yeah, depending on how he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robert Duvall, you're saying that he was in which movie?
Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias.
I think you should pass to me. Producer.
Katie, producer, what you got? You should just have IMDb open in another
tab.
Weren't
you in Steel Magnolias?
I feel like if you bring up Steel Magnolias, you should be able to use cancer as a cast member. I believe
That's
cancer
sad.
Was in Steel Magnolia. and I'm going to go with movie.
Did Cancer receive an acting credit?
On IMDb.
You said Robert Duvall.
I did say Robert Duvall.
Not in the top four-ish, but...
Katie is not seeing Robert Duvall on Steel Magnolias.
He's in there.
He's in there.
Would you mind doing a search through Robert Duvall rather than...
Okay.
Because do you know relative year, either of you?
Steve? 80s.
Of Steel Magnolia?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to see his face?
No.
Well, he's already locked in his shenanigans.
You're out, yeah. He's so bald.
Are you thinking of Magnolia? Instead of Steel Magnolias? Because I think you might be.
That, yeah.
With Tom Cruise? Well,
that's entirely
possible. No, that's just a movie called Magnolia.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
No.
Okay, good.
I'm thinking the movie she's thinking of.
With Cancer?
With Cancer.
Because he was What's-Her-Name's husband, right? He was like the father.
I should have just played it how I was going to play it.
Am I allowed to look up IMDb to see this?
Well, since it would bounce to me as...
Producer's
as,
got
as,
it.
Well,
I've scanned all of his movies. Let me type and... Let me see what your Steel Magnolias was in.
She has scanned all his movies. She's going to 1989.
Seriously, can I look this up?
He was in Lonesome.
He was not in that movie.
He was not in that movie.
Says,
supposedly.
Says Katie Shea, producer.
Let me Google it now. Okay.
I don't think you have to Google it. Katie, I don't think you have to Google it.
I just, see who he's thinking of, perhaps, if it somehow is somebody else.
He might have just been thinking of Magnolia.
No, that's not what I'm... I've never seen that movie.
Me neither.
He was definitely not in Steel Magnolias.
He was definitely not in Steel Magnolias. Katie is willing to bet her life on it. That's what she is saying right now. For the kids at home.
So, that means that, Adam, you would instead have to name somebody from Steel Magnolias.
Yeah. I would, wouldn't I? Well, now that I've... I'm gonna bow out, but at least I took Joel with me.
I'm fine with that.
Suicide attempt. See, now I'm wondering if I'm thinking of the right movie.
Oh my god, really? Come on.
I think the problem here is that we only have one woman in this game right now.
Who also
which explains
wasn't
why
in
there's
the
only one person
interested in the show.
But I think that's why there's only one person who knows what's in the characters in Steel Magnolias.
I have only seen that movie once, and I was like 12.
Yeah, but I think it's genetic. I think it's.
I've never seen that movie.
I think it has to do with the Y chromosome.
I've also never seen Fried Green Tomatoes, and apparently everyone's supposed to see that.
Never seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I'm gonna say Sally Field movie.
Forrest Gump cast.
I'm so glad I got that right.
She plays Julia Roberts' mom in Steel Magnolias.
Yeah.
Also in Steel Magnolias, Shirley MacLaine and Dolly Parton and Daryl Hannah.
Mm.
Wow. That makes sense.
Again, only seen the movie once.
Go figure.
When you were 12.
Forrest Gump cast.
Yes, and I am trying to... Oh! I am going to go with... I don't know which way she's credited on IMDb, but I'm going to say Robin Wright Penn.
Cast or movie?
Don't know. Movie.
Princess Bride cast.
Oh.
Yes.
Fun.
You
know you want to say it.
This is easy.
I know.
You know you want to say this actor's name.
Well,
because it's a great name.
I know. I'm stuck on two, trying to decide which one I want to do.
Well, there's one. There's one that will allow you to win the game instantly.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's one, but.
Dan likes me.
Yeah.
Trying to think. I feel really ashamed that I can't think of the name that I know that you're trying to get me to think of, because I can think of all of his characters instead. Yeah. So I'm just going to go with Billy Crystal movie. I know. I'm ashamed with myself, too.
Mm. Monsters, Inc. cast.
Easy. I know.
No, I know. It's just I'm trying to, come up with...
A spike?
Something fun. And I can't think of that guy's name off the top of my head either because he has a fucked up name. So I'm going to go with John Goodman, cast.
Steve Buscemi.
Thank you.
Movie.
Awesome.
The Island, cast.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Movie? You're thinking of The Beach.
I did the exact same thing like Shutter 5 Island. Episodes ago.
Yeah. I think you won.
Yes. It was Michael Bay movie, lots of explosions, but it was Scarlett Johansson and Ewan McGregor.
Mandy Patinkin! It's so much fun to say.
You should have gone Andre Patinkin. The Giant, and victory would have been yours.
Yeah, that's another great one.
What would be the what if she called my bluff on anything I said?
Yeah, what else is Andre the Giant?
Oh, like what other movie?
Yeah. Andre the Giant.
Isn't he in Me and My Giant?
That would be a problem.
No, it was somebody else in that.
Andre.
And why couldn't I think of the grandpa's name? I feel so ashamed.
Peter O'Toole.
Columbo. Yeah, Peter Falk.
Peter Falk.
Peter O'Toole. That's not who I was thinking of at all.
O'Toole's very different.
Peter Falk.
Boy from Wonder Years.
One more thing.
Fred Savage.
Yes, Fred Savage. I figured that was going to go a way that I didn't want it to go.
The guy that's in every Pixar movie. What is his name? Inconceivable. What's his name?
Yeah, nobody knows his name.
Oh, what is his name?
Baldy McBaldbald.
No, he's like a...
Inconceivable. He plays the Rex. He plays Rex.
I was thinking of the guy who was in Cheers, who's in all of those.
Norm.
Sure.
Toy Story.
Yeah, Wallace Shawn.
Yeah.
Is it? No.
So,
Don Rickles. No, that's not him.
No.
Never
mind.
It's Wallace Shawn.
Wallace Shawn.
It really is.
And you're thinking of the mailman, not Norm, but the mailman from Cheers.
I do not think
but he's the guy who was in Cheers.
Yeah.
That's all I said.
Yeah. I know. But I said Norm. I said you. Was that our first game?
That was our first point. Yeah. So I guess we'll sneak in one more quickly and just people are free to spike as much as they want through.
What is that?
Who was out first? Just we're going to go for cutthroat. Softballing. Yeah.
I think.
No more. Who's out first?
Joel was out first.
I was out first.
So you get to start against Julia.
Because I took you down with me.
Okay.
That's right. That's true.
Did what?
I took you down.
You did.
Like a lion in
you
the
did.
Savannah.
Mer-tiger.
Like a mer-tiger. In the ocean of your imagination.
I feel like I could spike it right off the bat.
You really could.
I'm going to go with the Man from Snowy River. Cast.
That's
totally 100% concede.
I'm gonna give it a try, and then I blanked on the guy's name. What's that guy's name? No, that's Bridge on the River Kwai. Never mind.
This is one of my favorite movies of all time, and there's probably only one really easy name to pull out of it.
I am going to
Morgan Freeman.
Denzel Washington.
All back together.
I will go with Alec Guinness.
No.
Didn't think so. I tried.
What year did it come out?
Relatively. Can you get a decade?
I want to say 80s.
What was the movie?
80s.
The Man from Snowy River.
It sounds familiar, but damn,
it's got a lot of horses.
1982.
A lot of horses.
1982, there you go.
Which actor would be in a movie
in
the 1980s with a lot of horses?
Yep.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
I am so certain that you
know his favorite movie.
That your favorite movie called The Man from Snowy River has an actor whose name is Patrick Swayze.
No. Kirk Douglas is the easy pick.
Kirk Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody else in that movie is pretty much British.
That was my second guess.
Or Australian.
Okay.
I think Tom Berlinson. Is it Tom Berlinson who
yes.
had the big role?
The big hat.
Was Jeffrey Rush in that one?
No.
No.
What about...
Kirk Douglas and Kirk Douglas are the two biggest name actors.
Okay.
And Tom Berlinson is like the third. But it's a really, really excellent movie.
There are a lot of people who are related in this film.
Yeah.
Yes, there are.
It is an
Somebody's
excellent...
Somebody's name is Dick Forrest.
It's a mental image.
Oh my gosh.
What a great way to wrap up.
And
our
on that bombshell.
Ricky, spot his wood.
I just found that one.
I like that one.
Dick Forrest.
But it's awesome. It's got like coming of age elements.
With Dick Forrest.
In the Dick Forrest.
There's some adventure, romance. It's nice. It's good.
Yeah,
what a terrible name. Oh, that's funny.
That's not great.
That's pretty funny.
All right, so thank you for listening to this bonus track, and we will see you next week.
Oh,
bye,
man.
Again.
Bye, friends.
Bye.
Yay.
Bye, Dick Forrest.
Eggly bagel face.
Eggly bagel face. Imogen Poots.
Imogen Poots.
The real question is, what kind of animals live in a dick forest?
Crabs. Sperm whales.
Ah, yes.